For New England Public Radio News, I'm Adam Frenier. Springfield Congressman Richie Neal is one of five House Democrats on the conference committee that's expected to iron out a final tax bill. Neal has sharply criticized many of the GOP's proposals, and like most members of Congress, he's refused to release his tax returns, so we don't get to see how much the legislation would benefit or hurt him personally. New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik reports.
Congressman Neal, like many Democrats and some Republicans, has repeatedly called on President Trump to release his tax returns. He's the top Democrat on the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee and has made that statement in hearings, including in late March.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Neal had a cold, but he briefly fought through it to make his opinion clear.
Every American president since Gerald Ford has yielded his tax forms to the public.
Neal, who has a front seat, if not much of a say, in tax bill negotiations, did not agree to release his own taxes when we asked his office over the summer. We kept asking, and this October, he said he would.
I think we could all jump together. I think that's the best way to approach it.
So if others do, he'll release them.
At the right moment, sure.
Another Massachusetts congressman, Democrat Jim McGovern of Worcester, had a similar response when we asked in September.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to release my tax returns.
Then came a familiar condition.
But here's the deal. I think we ought to say we all should release our tax returns, and that includes the president.
The president has shown no sign he'll release his returns, and neither Congressman McGovern nor Neal have decided they're going to lead by example. McGovern's office notes that, like all members of Congress, he files financial disclosure forms, although those forms provide far less detailed information and are missing things like exact income and what tax breaks the politician claims. Neal and McGovern aren't alone. The Capitol Hill publication Roll Call reported last summer that only a handful of members of Congress actually made their recent tax returns public. For New England Public Radio, I'm Sam Hudzik.